الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا، والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. صدق الله العظيم.
If a person is traveling and if he is going from one destination to another, then many a time it happens he will need to remain at an airport, he will need to remain in transit. Now while he is there in the airport, while he is there in transit, he will have certain needs and certain necessities that he will need to fulfill. Perhaps he will may need to eat some food. He may need to relieve himself, go to the toilet. However, besides fulfilling his basic needs and necessities, he won't pay too much of attention to the glitter and glamour around him. He has a certain need and a requirement. He is there in transit. His main focus, his objective will be that I must not miss my connecting flight. One eye will be on the time, another eye will be on the boarding gate. It should not be such that the boarding gate changes, and because of that I will need to run from one end of the airport to another. So he will have certain needs and certain necessities, but he won't spend too much of time in the glitter and glamour around him. Similarly, if he has to undergo some difficulties and hardships while he is there, perhaps he needs to go to the toilet, but the toilets are unclean, the toilets are busy, or he cannot find a place to relax, a place to rest. So these difficulties and hardships will be there, but he will not become too perturbed. He will not become too worried and concerned with regards to these difficulties. Why? Because he understands and realizes this is not my final destination. This is not a place I'm going to be for a long time. I'm just here for a short period of time. I will fulfill my needs and necessities and I will thereafter proceed further. In the same way, when it comes to our lives in this world, each and every one of us is in transit. Each and every one of us, whether we're enjoying the good times or whether we're going through difficulties and hardships, we will need to understand and realize this world one day is definitely going to come to an end. It is beautifully illustrated in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sleeping. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala was nearby. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up and he had stood up, then Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu noticed that because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asleep on a straw mat, that mat had left some marks on the mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why don't you give us a command to make your life more comfortable? That we will make your life more comfortable for you." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responds and he says, "Ma li walid dunya." Ma li walid dunya. What is my attachment with this world? What is my attachment with this world? Ma ana wad dunya illa karakibin istadhalla tahta shajara thumma qama wa tarakaha aw kama qal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives an example and he says, my stay in this world, the example of me in this world, is like a traveler who is moving. He is going to a certain destination. He has a certain goal and objective in his mind. He is moving towards that destination, towards that goal. Istadhalla tahta shajara. Then he has to take some shade. He needs to take some rest. And he remains under the shade of a tree for a short period of time. For a short period of time, he will remain there. ثُمَّ قَامَ وَتَرَكَهَا. Thereafter, he will proceed on his journey, moving towards that final destination, and he will leave the shade of the tree. This is the example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives, explaining to us the short nature of our stay in this world. And in many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed the sahaba that this world is insignificant compared to the everlasting bounties of the akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion, he told the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that the example of this world, the example of this world compared to the everlasting life of the akhirah is like when a person goes to the ocean, he goes to the sea, and he places his finger into the ocean, and he thereafter picks his finger up. That moisture, we cannot even say it is a significant drop of water. That moisture that remains on his finger is the example of this world, and the ocean is the example of the akhirah. This was just done as an illustration for us to understand how magnificent the Akhirah is with regards to this world. Whereas the Akhirah is everlasting, it does not have any shores. This ocean of this world has shores, it has limits. But the Akhirah, it is, we can say, a shoreless ocean. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَعْدِلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَهِ لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَعْدِلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَةٍ مَا سَقَى كَافِرًا مِّنْهُ شَرْبًا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, had this world been significant in the sight of Allah to the extent of a wing of a mosquito, had this world had some form of importance or significance in the sight of Allah to the extent of a wing of a mosquito, a kafir, a disbeliever, a person who is an enemy of Allah, he would not have been given a sip of water to drink. He would not have been given a sip of water. When we see the kuffar and disbelievers around us, enjoying the wealth of this world, having the wealth, enjoying prosperity, enjoying what they have, what do we understand? That this world does not have any significance. It does not have any value. We are just here for a short period of time. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports, he says, when the angel of death had visited Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, he addresses Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam and he says, Ya atwal al-nabiyyin umara, كَيْفَ وَجَدْتَ الدُّنْيَا وَلَذَّتَهَا. O that Nabi from the Anbiya who enjoyed the longest life in this world. 950 years. That Nabi who enjoyed the longest life in the world. كَيْفَ وَجَدْتَ الدُّنْيَا وَلَذَّتَهَا. How did you find the world? How did you find the enjoyment in this dunya? Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, he responds and he says, كَرَجُلٍ دَخَلَ بَيْتًا لَهُ بَابًا فَقَامَ فِي وَسْطِ الْبَيْتِ حَنِيئَةً ثُمَّ خَرَجَ. He says, like a person who entered a house and the house has two doors. He remains for a short period of time in the center of that house and he then proceeds and he leaves the house. Such a short period of time. This is the example Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam gives. And similarly in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, that person who had enjoyed the best of luxuries in this world, that person who did not have iman, and he was destined for the fire of Jahannam, but he had the best life in this world, he had the most luxuries, the most comforts. He had the slaves around him at his beck and call, servants around him, driving the best of cars, moving in the best of places, enjoying the best of life, the best of houses, best of cars. He had the best of this world, no difficulty, no hardship in the life in this world. But he was a person who did not have iman, he was destined for the fire of Jahannam. On the day of Qiyamah, he will be brought. He had the best of life in this world. He will be brought on the day of Qiyamah. And he will be dipped, we could say. Dipped just for a short second, for a short period of time. He will be dipped into that fire of Jahannam, which he will need to thereafter remain forever and ever. Just for a short period of time, that one moment, he will be dipped into the fire of Jahannam and taken out. He will then be addressed, Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, tell me in your life, did you ever see any goodness? Did you ever see any goodness? He will say, no, my Allah. No, my Allah, that entire life in this world of enjoying, of comfort, of luxury, of the best of this world, an entire life would be forgotten with just a moment in the fire of Jahannam. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, in the same way, a person who went through the most amount of difficulty in this world, most amount of hardship, most amount of pain, most hardship upon hardship, difficulty upon difficulty, how we can understand, we look at our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Syria, in different places of the world, that we see that they're going through difficulty and hardship, continuous pain, continuous suffering in this world. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, such a person who do not enjoy any goodness, who went through the most amount of difficulty and hardship in this world, most amount of pain, he will come on the day of Qiyamah, and he will then, but he was a person who had Iman, he was destined for the gardens of Jannah. He will be taken, and for a short moment of time, for a short period, he will be dipped into the gardens of Jannah. And thereafter he will be taken out, and he will be addressed, Yabna Adam, did you go through any pain or difficulty in your life? Did you undergo any suffering in your life? He will respond and he say, no, my Allah. No, my Allah. An entire lifetime of pain, an entire lifetime of difficulty upon difficulty, hardship upon hardship, will be forgotten with just that short moment of enjoyment in the gardens of Jannah. What we understand that this world is extremely short. Extremely short. Our focus and objective should not be the wealth of this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in many ahadith, he changed the direction of the minds of Sahaba from the wealth of this world to acquiring the wealth of the Akhirah. On one occasion after the battle of Khaybar, when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were then distributing, the booty was distributed, they began buying and selling the booty amongst themselves. One Sahabi, he comes up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, O Nabi of Allah, no one made more wealth than me today. From amongst all the Sahaba, I made the most amount of wealth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks him, how much did you make? So he says, I made 300 uqiyah of silver, a measurement of silver. I made 300 uqiyah in such a short period of time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, should I not inform you of something better than that? Should I not inform you of something which has more value, which is greater than what you have acquired? He says, definitely, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, performing 2 rakat of nafil salah. Performing 2 rakat of nafil salah. In the ayat of the Quran Majeed, Allah Ta'ala says, Al-malu wal-banun zinatul hayati dunya. The wealth and children, they are the embellishment, the decoration of this world. Al-malu wal-banun zinatul hayati dunya. Wal-baqiyatu salihatu khayrun inda rabbika thawabaw wa khayrun amala. But everlasting good deeds, this is better in the sight of Allah in terms of thawab and reward, and in terms of hope and expectation. In terms of hope and expectation also, we look into the wealth of this world. Sometimes a person can have a huge empire. He invested so much into his business, into a building, into the wealth of this world. And we saw with a few months ago, within a few moments, within a few hours, he can lose everything of this world. He can lose everything of this world. What we understand and realize, what we understand is that this wealth, the wealth of this world, is not something for us to attach our hearts to. Yes, we should make our lives comfortable, but it should be within the parameters of Sharia. We should not be disobeying Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the sake of acquiring this world. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, on one occasion, he was traveling with an entire army. The birds were on top of him, giving the army shade. The humans, the jinnat, all around him. One person from amongst the Bani Israel, who was a devoted worshipper of Allah Ta'ala, he notices Sulaiman alayhi salam and the entire kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam, this entire procession. And he says, Wallah, Yabna Dawood, Laqad Aataka Allahu Mulkan Azeema. That definitely, O Sulaiman alayhi salam, you have been given a magnificent kingdom from the side of Allah. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, he hears this. And he tells the person thereafter, that tasbihatun fi sahifati mu'min khayrun mimma u'tiya li ibn Dawood. One tasbih that is found in the book of good deeds of a believer is more valuable, has more significance than the entire kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. He says the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam one day will disappear, one day will be gone, one day will vanish, and that tasbih will remain. That tasbih will remain. You will find it in the akhirah, which is everlasting. That is why in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he turned our attention, he turned the attention of sahaba to always acquiring the wealth of the year after. Do not sacrifice the everlasting bliss of the akhirah for the sake of a few moments of enjoyment in this world. Do not sacrifice the entire ocean for the sake of one drop of water. Man ahabba dunyahu adhabba bi akhiratihi. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ آخِرَتَهُ أَضَرَّ بِدُنْيَاهُ فَآثِرُ مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. That person who has that love of the dunya in his heart, to an extent that his dunya has now become his goal, his objective, his entire life revolves around him acquiring the wealth of this world, he has forgotten about the akhirah. مَنْ أَحَبَّ دُنْيَاهُ أَضَرَّ بِآخِرَتِهِ. He is definitely going to cause harm to his akhirah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ آخِرَتَهُ أَضَرَّ بِدُنْيَاهُ. And that person who has love for his akhirah, he has the goal of acquiring the wealth of the akhirah in front of him, he will definitely have to make some sacrifice with regards to the wealth of this world. He will have to leave out interest transactions, he will have to leave out cheating and deceiving, he will have to leave out all forms of disobedience to Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? His goal and objective is the wealth of the akhirah. أَضَرَّ بِدُنْيَاهُ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَآثِرُوا مَا يَبَقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. In each and every situation you find yourself in whatever situation it may be, in whatever circumstance it may be, فَآثِرُوا مَا يَبَقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. At all times, always give preference, always choose that which will remain over that which will one day vanish. Choose at all times to acquire the wealth of akhirah over the wealth of this world. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.